We left off by Chazazit. See from the test through Yudalin. Chazazit, it seems, the way Rabbi Berkowitz defined it, it's like a fungus, which is not common at all nowadays. Probably simply because they take care of the Esregim. The way that the Achronim say it also, just because the air doesn't get to the pre, so some sort of ipush, some sort of starts rotting, and it causes Chazazit. However, I love the Arnegea, Menegea Tishin Yumar, which is Negea to us. In the Mela, let's just speak out the clone. I love this by Chazazit that Rubai, which states Sadam Papa. Rubai means the bottom, the Mishnah Berurah points out from the Guriyaka, it has to be the bottom half of the Esrog, it's not one side, because once it's one side, then Papa already asked Masha on the Chaitim. It means Rai of the Esrog, Mishnei Sadam Papa. Or Shnai Mishlesh Mekaymai, but it has to be that it's Pashit, the Nimur, Alpnei Kol Esrim. That means the Rav of the Esrim has to be covered with this Nimur. What does that mean? The Magen Avraham says that means that doesn't mean that if you circle the spot, it's not going to cover the entire Rav of the area of the Esrim. But since it will cover, as long as it covers Rav of the circumference of the Esrim, if you have two dots, three dots, in one line, going around the Esrim, we'd be able to circle them, and it covers wherever the circumference of the Esrog, see the Magen Avraham, that possible. The Shulchan Aruch says the same thing would be, according to the Magen Avraham, that if it's La'orka, it doesn't have to be that for the rough way, wherever the circumference, if it's La'orka, wherever the circumference, also it's kind of possible. Chazanish is Chaylik, he says, the Makar for such a thing is the Ravid, Tradition is the Ravid, if the Ravid meant that, he would have told us. Zichra, what he means, that Nimur is the Spashe, up here, right of the Esrog, it doesn't mean right of the circumference, it means if you would circle all the dots, it would cover rid of the area. The Mishnah Berurah has the Pasukim like the Magen Avraham. However, you have the Chazanish to be same Chon Shafatak. If it's Mechzal Mechzal, the Machlokes Shulchan Aruch brings down, the Pasukim would need Rav Anir Leinayim, which the Mishnah Berurah brings down. Let's say it's Rav Ayidei Medido. Is that enough? If it's Mechzal Mechzal, that's definitely. If it's Rav, but the only way you're able to see it's Rav is because you measured it. So it brings down the Mishnah that would be good. And according to the Prima Gadim, that's not going to be good. Sounds like he's ending off with the Goryaka, but if you have such an asterisk, I would suggest that you take a different one. If the Khar is more than red, really to get to the black and brown dots that we've actually seen. Let's say something is black and definitely you see it as brown, the other way around. Can that be another one? That's all if it's right or it's menumer. But if it's the chaitmai, the thing is that it passes the mashu. What is chaitmai? Ready, my flag is Yishenim. Rashi understands that it's ubi goigoi, which is really one line, that from there starts bent the sloping upward. The Rosh understands that the rock on the rib, that it's the entire Shifua, the entire slope. The Ran understands that it's the top of the Esrog where the Dad comes out from. And the Rambam understands that it's the Dad itself. However, on top of the Dad, the Shashan comes out, everybody's mocking at a Chazazit or a black Dad. That's not going to possible, that's 8 Balma, and if it would come off, it's also pressure, that's different, it's not going to possible. The Shadow is added to Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch Paskin, he says, the Choytmoy, Hainu Mubokim Shemaskal is Gatzer, who is Kadir Papa Inspiration. Maskal is Gatzer, so we've rested very kind of when we went to the Gil. That Maskal is Gatzer sounds like already from halfway up. Your Esrog already halfway up the Esrog can be going, can be Maskal is Gatzer. Wider at the bottom. And it gets a little bit, it's Maskal is Gatzer already halfway up, like anything. The Mishnah Berurah, however, in Berlacha says that cannot be, that it's from halfway up. Because if so, how are you ever going to have a stool of Chazazit, which is Al-Rubai? Because once you have it Al-Rubai, it's already going to be on the Chaitim. Chaitim is going to be, where's the difference between the stool of Rubai and the stool of Chaitim? Because anytime you're going to have a Rubai, if you tell me Chaitim starts from halfway up, you automatically have the Chaitim. You have the stool of Chaitim Mashu. So what's the difference between Chaitim and Rubai? Elamai says the Mishnah Berurah has to be that it's not from the It doesn't stop before regular wing. Where exactly? The Shevet Levi is medayek also from the Lashon of the Shulchan Aruch. Shemasul is kaser u'lizchadei klapei mayim. In the Chanami, it might be miskaser. It starts going in a little bit, but it's only miskadei. It only really slopes. It gets sharp at the top half, at the top, whatever it is, quarter, fifth, maybe even less. It might be smaller, but it's not miskadei. So maybe it's only from the makom which is miskadei. That's when it's considered a chayim. What's the halacha? Says the Bir Halacha. Mashma that from the Shulchan Aruch, we're not going with Rashi. And the only thing that's going to possible is the Shippur of the Milo. And Melo B'Shat Chachak wants to say that even if it's on the Chaykh of Rashi, you can be same with Hamed. Gafah Chaim says, no way. You can't be same with that. Even B'Shat Chachak, you can't be same with. And after we Chayshish for Rashi, which is the way that we go also, Lalacha, we're Chayshish, it's really only a line, so it's very hard to have, to get exact spot where the Chaykh is, Shishish for Rashi. But anything which is on the movie Graveyard of the Mile, we're not good, and we say that passes off for us. The Shabbat comes when you have the Chaytim starts at two different places. On one side of the Esrog, it starts being the Maskel is got there already a third of the way up, two thirds of the way up. And on the other side, it's only from three quarters of the way up. So where do you consider, where is the Chaytim considered? Is it one line, or could it change with the direction? So many of the, I think Moshe Heller wants that a time now that Zichar goes with the direction, and the Chaytim is, from, in other words, the part of the Chaytim is, that's where you see more. So maybe like Kokamu, wherever you're, if you're holding the side of that string, so you only see the top quarter. If you're holding this side, you see from the top third. Depending on where you're holding that string, that's where it's going to be. The Shalom comes, however, if you're Chassidish, or you're not Chassidish, and you bought something that is the Gartel. So if you have the Gartel from the Chadid in the middle, and then it goes out again, and it's Chadid Pabim Mamim. So is the bottom part of the Gartel, which is Chadid Mamish, is that considered part of the Chaytim also? So I'm going to ask you once at a time that it would be, and then it would be. We'll see in a second, a minute, not that way. But there's a really a big aura on this whole Indian of Chaytim. And that is that the Rosh quotes, the Iker Chaytim that we are Chayshish for is what the Rosh says between the Rif and the Ram, which is Shifua from the Ruvi Gevei Lumayla. Now if you look at the Lashon of the Rach and the Rif inside, it has no Shachis there. The Rif says, the Lashon of the Rif is Dad Shal Esrig Vuhu Chaytimui. Mamash like the Rambam. The Dad of the Esrig Vuhu Chaytimui. And Lashon of the Rach is, by Nitla Pitmati, it says Chaytimui Shal Esrig Vishayshante. Nitla Pitmati means the Chaytmai Shal Esrig Vishayshante. Now Chaytmai means the Kol Shifua. You have a lot bigger problem than a Nitla Pitmati. You have a cluster of about 2 inches. The whole entire, if you understand that the Nitla Pitmati is referring to the Chaytmai, the whole Shifua, then you have a big cluster. From here it sounds like Chaytmai Shal Esrig Vishayshante sounds also like the Rambam, which we know that the Rambam and the Rath was one sheet in January, and the Rif also, like the Bir Halacha pointed out. It would make a lot of sense that it would be just the Dad. Where in heaven's name is Rosh coming from? Where's the Makar Bafal? Where do you see in the Rif and the Rath that the Chaytim is the Kol Shifua? So the Kapit Mar, he doesn't really bring down the Rach, because he didn't have it. He brings down the Rif, and he wants to tell you that the Rosh understood in the Rif that what's that to set the Dad is considered Chaytim? Chaytim is something which is Mitzchadi, which gets sharp. It's like a nose, it's something which is a big slope. And Ramelo, from the fact that he understood, the Rosh understood in the Rif that the Dad is considered a Chaytim because it's something which is Mitzchadi. Ramelo, anything which is Mitzchadi, Papi Ramelo. The whole ship will hold up to me. I got that the Lashon of the Rif, Lashon of the Rav, things like that. But he's maybe not going to be taken off on the to be reckoning the Chaytim, the Dad to be the Chaytim because it's something which is Mitzchadi. So anything which is Mitzchadi. In Echram, it's just Miskate, like you said before, and it's not considered a Chidun. Once it's Miskate, once it's Mamish, it's closed in, the whole thing is going to be considered the Shifua, the Chaytim. The Melo, the Abbot Minima, Hashalim, he wants at a time, if he didn't catch that anything which is Miskate is considered a Chaytim, so if you're going to have a Gartel, so in Echram, the bottom is Miskate also, that's also, anything which is Miskate is considered a Chaytim, that's going to be a problem. The makor for the topic really is Eshel Avram Mibachesh in the back, not the Prima Gavna. He blessed Sarachin, and the minigir is Lamaisa, the Shreos, and says, that's the minigir. sure that is diminished from just about any weight, is that they're not look on the bottom of the claw, and they just look at the top one. Even if it's a gadol, you only go with the top one. What's with other psulim on the chaytim though? That's all we get to Adam on the chaytim. No, there's a hefnik in the middle. Both parts of which, so both of the same part. Also the same part, where your eye hits. Where does the come from? It's really a topic, and the makar is really, you already have Mr. Brewer. Mr. Brewer in the Cheshbon says in the Bir Halacha that it can't be that the Cheshbon starts halfway down. So in the Cheshbon, even if you have a gargle, you still have the same Cheshbon. You have lit. You could have raised on a different one. That's not a problem. We got rid of the BLM problem because on Esther that doesn't have a gargle, it can start at the top. So that'll be the decision. Okay, that's giving a clause. Saying, and Mokim Shemaku is Mishkadi and Skafi Papi Mayo is also, it's Mishkadi and Yamsen. It's not that it goes in and goes out. If it's clean, it's not. If it's clean, it's different. That's all. No, even the people that are clear, even the corporate players, the minigar is different. Not that way. The truth is that a person must look at it. When a person looks at, even with the essence of the garto, where his eye goes is to the top. Not the middle. That's what they're going for. They should have a gargoyle. Not that you don't have to be the one. Stop having a gargoyle. Some people wear a gargoyle underneath the jacket. Man, you have to have a gargoyle. Man, no. Oh, that's what kind of person is like. What's the reason they're hugging? That's a person. In economy, a person they say they saw Ram wants a tana also. He says a big kiddush. He wants a tana that if you have a chazal, a black dot on the bottom of the effort, underneath, he really wants the tana on the bottom half of the effort. But he says, Zichu, on the bottom of the effort, where the ukis is, not on the ukis, on the ukis for sure is not a problem, that's 8. But even around the surrounding ukis, the person doesn't see that. That's possible. Even if it's going to surround the rose, the hekifa, you can have the mug in our room, the person doesn't see it's not a problem. So, someone in Hodder. Is it in Hodder? What does the person see? The person doesn't see it. Doesn't see it. So, Garfield, I don't know. I think Kasha Dalmin and Rashir doesn't want to go with that, but I think very people on the bottom, underneath, I think people are not mindful. Zichu is blood love, even if you can feel it. Okay, we'll get some blessings. The other tool of the Chaitmai, the Shulchan Aruch only says the only other tool is Shini Mara. The Magen Avraham B'Dai comes from the Shulchan Aruch, the only other tool is Shini Mara. Says, that's all of either Rosh, and Yavish is the Yeshemim. Because that's obviously the Rosh and Rabbi Yerucham that hold that Psuli Hoder Apostle, that's the Psuli Hoder Apostle in the Chaitim. However, according to the Ran says that Nizdak Apostle in the Chaitim, Vice says that he holds, the Machas is the Shekel of Mavar, he says, Vice says that any Psulim, even if they're not Psuli Hoder, once it's in the Chaitim Apostle, Nizdak, Nike, Chosfer, all these Psulim that are Psulim that not that Matzadar, rather Psulim because Mekichatama, so the Fidel Rosh and Echanami, it's not an Apostle, but the Fidel Ran. Any psul l'kich tam, it doesn't have to be a shekel. Hadgam is a psul l'kich tam, but once it's in the chaytim, it's going to be a psul l'chaytim. If you have it in the entire thing, or at least up until the chaytim, that's a psul l'kich tam. But if something that you can see, hadgam is the etzem, it's a psul, which is a psul l'kich tam, once it's in the chaytim, it's going to pass out of the chaytim. The Arbishah says, no way, anything which is a psul out l'kich tam, doesn't pass on the chaytim. The Bir Halacha is Machriya. He says in Hanami, anything we're only a chayshish for psul that passel, like this Arach HaShoch, we're only a chayshish for psul that passel al-Khadr, but a psul like Nikkei or something like that, which is psul al-Kikhatam, is not going to passel the koshu in the chayshu. However, he wants to say that Nizdak is going to passel the koshu. Why? Because the Yerushalmi says that chaytmoi ki rubai, that anything that passels the rubai is going to passel the chaytmoi of the koshu. And we know that the din is that Ram brings down, that Nizdak Papal Verubai, Mela Nizdak is going to pass them. It's really a grain that makes the sense. Nizdak is going to pass them because she wants them.
How does that change Nizdak?
Nizdan, if you have the share of Nizdan, if you have a crack, and it goes to raise the star towards the Hadir Mena. Why does it have to be a certain amount? At the end of the day, Nizdak has to be all the way through the Hanan. So you get all the way through the Hanan. Once you cross at the end of the day, the Nizdak is even really depth of the effort, so the Hadir Mena, then you have that. So it is. He's being my fear, like this run, because we have Yerushalmi. Since Yerushalmi says that the Chaykma is to Ruba, and Ruba is in his back, is going to be absolved. So my Mela, the Chaykma is also going to be. It's not absolved. That's not absolved. So in the Chanam, the Havanishtain says that Nizdak for Ruba is not Rave of the Shetha. The only time that you say Ruba is not the one that's Rave of the Shetha. Daniel, let's say Chazazah. Chazaz is possible for Rubai, Rav of the Shetach, the Mela possible, the Mashu, the Chayt. Nizdak not in Rav of the Shetach, it's Rav of the Earth. Rav of the Earth is not Rav of the Shetach for Chal. That's when you go, it's right now, I think, for Shechon HaHarab. Shechon HaHarab says that Rav of the Hekif would be, well, not Rav of the Hekif. But the Chazaz Shetach is that Nizdak is, the only time that we say Chayt Moik Rubai is Dafka when it's a Psul. First of all, Dafka when it's a Psul Mara, like Chazaz. And second of all, that's when Ruba is Rav of the Shetach of the Esrei, but not Rav of the Earth. It is like possible Rav of the Earth, but not Rav of the Shetach of the Esrei. Meila and Chalam, Chazan Shetain is that even Nizdak, you're not going to be Chesh Shukum. So, Kum Deis La'alacha, where Chesh Shukur Ptulei Hadar, which is Chazazin, Shunimar, Yevish, these type of things, as opposed to other Ptulim, even Nikla, Nizdak, Nizdak is a machlokes between the Bir Halacha and the Chazanish. Nikev, Chaser Kol Shu B'Shar Yom. These things, we're not chashish that they're going to be still harder, and they're not going to pass them. The mash. That is the general rule of Chazaz. What's the halacha by Shinu Marim? Shinu Marim is the same Gedarim as Chazaz. That for Rubai, if the Mokhi Mechad passes, if it's Rav Shem Chad Esrei, and B'miyuta, it passes if it's basically Yom HaMukim, it says spread out of the Rav Shetach HaEtzer. Now that's not because it's a Psul Mara, like Shachar V'Lavim. However, let's say it's Psul, something which is not Mara, Shachar V'Lavim. Psul, it's brown, it's green, something which is a Mara Kosher. That's a Machlokes in the Rav's Yeshiva. The Rav says that even if it's Psul which is not a Mara Psula, but it's not a Mara of the Esther, so it's like Minim, it's going to pass them. Mashing in the Asia in China. Not true. The only thing that possible is maneuver is that it's not a matter of answer. It's like Hadassim, the grain says. Hadassim is something which is red, something which is black, something which is different color, it's not going to possible. Eye is not the same color as the Hadass, it doesn't make a difference. As long as it's not a matter of possible, it doesn't possible. How do we possible in the halacha? Mr. Brewer brings down, he's mistopic. In two different places, he says, but he gave his name where it's telling this machlekes. Of this yesh, whether you hold like the Yeshem or you hold like the Rajit. I know what you have manumer b'marim k'sheri. You have manumer, it's brown all over. So we saw already from the Psalm Sefer says that if it comes from your hands, it's not a problem, that's the mitzvah. However, let's say manumer from different colors, which are marim k'sheri. Brown because it got bumped a few times and now it's brown that color. It's mechum, however you're going to find your marim k'sheri. So Shukrach, the Mishnah Berurah is mistopic. In two different places, he blives Tarachim really. He says the Shachat Chaki can be same as Lachol. The Makar really is, if you look in the Sharatim, the Sharatim says that the Eli Rav brings down that the Ravid himself is Masim to the Yeshima. And if you look in our Ravid also, that's in some name, if you look in our Ravid in the Hilchos Lulav, he says Mepurish, he brings down the Yeshima, that the only thing that passes is Dafka Amar Tula, and he says, Vahokhim Shalom. He passes like the Yeshima. So maybe at the end of the day, this I saw from recent work with also, he says the same thing. That the Chachila, we try to be masculine not to get something which is manumer with Maris Shir. However, if you already bought it, you don't have to be Cheshish. Since Allah, we pass the Ravid is masculine to the Yeshemir, and everybody agrees that the only time you get a manumer is with a Maris Shir. And the Maris Shir, you're not going to have a problem with manumer. The Esri. Is this considered manumer? Because it has green and yellow. So this is not a, this really we'll see by Blech Lach. when he's green and yellow, there is a tzad. Maybe we'll leave this for a second, so we'll get back to it later on.
After the
tzad,
we'll get back to it.
What's that?
Ground up.
Ground up. Ground up is not. Yeah. So there's a difference between mara kshirus and a mara of the esrog. It's a mara kosher, but it's not a mara of the esrog. Mara esrog is brown, is green, yellow, and we also want to sign a blood also as a mara of the esrog. We'll see that in a second. That's the mashmoyes of Rambam. So that's not a mara kosher. That's a mara of the. There's really three guys. There's a mara of the esrog. There's a mara kosher, which is not a mara of the esrog. Brown, blue, let's say, is also a yarek enzyme. And then there's a mara which is puzzle. Black, white, the chulum. A mara which is puzzle. So when it's manumer, mishnai, mishash, mechemis, that's kind of puzzle. A mara which is a mara kosher, but it's not a mara of the esrog. That's machlokes in the rabbis and the yeshemim. We tend to that really that the rabbis is masses in the yeshemim. Pshat al kaki, you say mechamet. It's already bought it already, you say mechamet. If it's a mara kosher, so then pashtus that doesn't pass on. Rav Yashu wants to sign out by Blatlok. Just maybe go to Blatlok for a second. The din by Blatlok is the Ramon says that it's a mara of esrog, a melo. As long as it's not morgash, he says, if it is morgash, where Mishnah Berurah says that we should be makbin. Morgash means not that you can feel the, not that when you put your hand on top of the vessel, you feel the vessel. It means that if you would slide your hand from the esrog to the vessel, you would not be able to feel any height difference between the esrog and the vessel. But if you're able to feel the vessel itself, that's just because it's not smooth. That doesn't mean that it's morgash. It's not morgash higher than the esrog. Where does the vessel come from? Esrog when it's growing is very sensitive, and anything, little thing that brushes against it can cause it secretes like a sort of like a, not like a pus, but a sort of liquid that creates this blethel. The mela is a leaf, generally we call blethel a blast in the leaf, and a leaf, the leaf when they brush back and forth on top of it, it causes it to secrete this liquid and it causes a blethel. That is a mara kosher. We say it's not a problem. So much so, Rabbi Yashu Tainu, that even if you have a bletzlof going surrounding your, it's manumer with bletzlof, with surrounding rave of the hekif, it's not a problem. It's a mara of esrog. Once it's a mara of esrog, it's not a problem. Pashas will see that. Green also is going to be the same thing. It's green and, what's that? And a chaitim also. Chaitim also, as long as you can't feel, it's not going to be a problem. Is it more modern than that? Zikr, it is. The Rabbi Yashu Tainu says, missing a few words, and one of them, Yesh lahadar acha esrog emesher, what he really means is missing a few words. Bring them. Asher nishi yafa yukah esrog noah hadar v'noki mikol. Asher, praiseworthy, somebody can get something which is totally clean. Blood left are enechanami tamar of esrog, but it doesn't look something. So is it kosher? It's kosher. But is it a hit that have on blessings? That's it is. Is it a hit that have without a blessing? May the blessings don't passel. Even if you have rave, it's not going to passel. Unless it's morgash. If it's morgash, then if you're going to have even two or three, we have to be patient. That's a chazazus. That's going to passel out chazazus. What if you have a black dot on top of your blessing? So it doesn't seem so far. They want to bring a rabbi to Mishnah Berurah. Mishnah Berurah and Charatim, Nunvav, says that by chazazes, since it's a derech to have a black dot on top of a chazazes, and real doesn't pass. So if somebody wanted midama, maybe he can sign also, but he has a chazazes, a blood look also, the Ramah refers to as chazazes. It's just chazazes which is mara that, so it doesn't pass. Over there it sounds like it means something which sticks up. Not something chazazes ababua, something which sticks up, as opposed to a blood look which is flat. That's what it seems to be like he's talking about. But can't... Would be like her enough to be... What? Would be enough to be by a black hole, but I don't, even not, unless you have two black dots. One of the black chazos, not on the chikam. So only if you have two chazos, then it's going to pop. But now that you have two black dots, so it's only going to pop as a black dot. It's not going to pop as a chazos. You only have one chazos. It's not going to pop. No. You have one black dot on the esrog and one black dot on the chazazus. So you would have a rave akefa, let's say, from that. So you don't have two chazazus, then it's not going to pass on the chazazus. It's not clear, it doesn't seem that it's clear, most of the legal form that I saw, it doesn't seem that it's clear whether or not it's an apostle. I did see one that brings down Dalamin Mahajan once a time, he has a Gansh Secretary that should be possible. And I think that is the way that they go, that it's going to, that it's possible. That a black dot on a blepel does possible. Mechori, the word is, because you can reckon the blepel, once the blepel is a Meir Esther, you reckon that to be part of the Esther itself. If it's not part of the Esther, it's like the Shishanta, it's like the pitcher when it falls off, there's a scab there, a black dot, and that's not going to possible, that's not part of the Esther. Or, okay, it's not part of the Esther. But a blepel, we reckon to be part of the Esther, it's a Meir Esther, it looks like the Esther. Questions that is black dot, they go, it's going to possible. A blepel, like they said on the Chaykhim Zakh Nafasl. And the Shaila is, what's with other colors? Other colors which are they Maris Psulis, just to define whether they're Maris Psulis, Maris Chir. The green, for one, the Chag Bachalag means the Hedgman, says that green, a mashal of green on the Chaykhim can't happen. Because the din of Chaykhim is Chaykhim Karubai. And if it would be green Berubai, it's kosher. The Maris Kosher for Nafsi. The male of the chaytah is talking about Pasha from Ashu. That's what I heard. Somebody was told me that he was sitting by a Berkowitz and was attacking Esther with a green dot, yellow Esther with a green dot, and he said it's no problem. Not a problem. Red, he also told me last year he saw first time Esther with a red dot. If it's bright red, blood red, in Hanami, the Prima Gazim is chayshish for that, the Mayor Rilachim brings that down. But if it's a lighter red, like a Hina Sumto, which is more naked to a brownish, in Hanami, that's like an apostle. Even Bechotim, it's not going to pass in Mashu. The brown... When you're brown, when you touch it, so that's what the commentary points at a time. That's Shuri Mitzvah. That's something which comes from Mitzvah. That's the Hidr.
The
Hidr? Okay, that's the Hidr. Something which comes from Mitzvah. So we were in Matmiya then, and the prayer of Hain to say such a thing. Kumtai said if you shake a lulav and it splits open, so then the Nechlata, if you'll mention this also, then it's not going to pop. So it happened that, so I saw the Seir Tetshuva, which is like a grandchild, in some sense, a great-grandchild, who wants to sign it with this Cheshman of the Seir Tetshuva. He says, he's not talking about Nechlata, but he wants to sign it. Can't sign it. This is a shot that people aren't medactic at the end of the Yontif to see whether or not they have all the leaves for their Hadassim, or Arabic. Why? They came up, they're shaking it. So it's starting harder? No. But it happens, doesn't show. Push it. Mamish. Mir Abba. No. So, Lachari, the Fidu Cheshbon also will come out by Nechwata. If you shake it, it's going to open more, it's not a problem. But Lachari, the whole, one of the Pshatim in Nechwata that we pass off in Miyuta is because Lachari said it's going to open more. It's not lechatchil to have a. I think there is a hither to have that should be close to the top. It's open in Mashu. I like my crying. Thank you, Shiri Mitzvah. Didn't have a Shiri Mitzvah. What's that? The Matan is a 12 row. Where what's probably most lamaisa is the black and brown dots that are on the chaytim when you get the psum. Shaila is, how do you define something black and brown? So the halacha, since it's hither is exact, is how you see it when you're holding it in your hand. How far is that? So I saw anywhere between 30 and 60 centimeters. 30 centimeters is a foot, 60 centimeters is 2 feet. Anywhere between a foot and 2 feet. Somewhere in between 45 centimeters, foot and a half, like that. Somewhere around there, that's how you're looking at it, depending on which mirror you sit by. The shayla happens when, if it's a brown dot, it doesn't pass. If it's a black dot, it does. Let's say it looks like a brown dot to you. When you get closer, you see a black dot. Or another way around. If it looks like a black dot, then you look at it closer, it looks like a brown dot. What's the law? This is also, I think, very much telling you when you sit by. A few people sign up, it's telling you exactly now how you see it. If you see it, it looks like black. Even if you go a little closer, you can see brown, it doesn't make a difference. Some will say, if you see brown, it doesn't make a difference. If it looks closer, you'll see black. The Dalamino Mashalom Matar Tana can sign out that way. Can sign if you hold that Hadar is the Ephim, and Kokama that is brown, they weren't greaser, a school of Hadar. So Mimela, if I look at it closely and see that it's brown, even if I look at it from far away and I see that it's black, it doesn't make a difference. It was never in the mirror. This is not a mirror which possible. If I know La Mitoi that it's brown, then what's the difference that when I look at it from far away it's black? It doesn't make a difference. I know that Hadar is defined by how I see it. But Kokama that it's brown, then they were never greaser on this dot. They never said that such a dot doesn't have school of Hadar. Mimela, Hagam that to me looks like it's black, doesn't make a difference. Depends on exactly who you sit by, I think. And as long as it's not Lamaisa, what's this? If it's brown inside black, it's not going to say, yeah, that's the way that it looks. Yeah. Hagam that it's black and it's exterior, but the way that you see it is brown. You see it as brown. That's why I will come out with her. I don't know if people go like that on my shadows of people. The only reason why people look at it with a magnifying glass generally is with the specific, like in general. Why people use a magnifying glass? Nothing is defined by what you see underneath the magnifying glass. It's just that you're specific, what you're seeing, just the environment. You're not sure if it's cluster, look to see if it's cluster with a magnifying glass. But if the only way you're able to see that itself is a magnifying glass, even though chassis depend on the Messias, that's not going to be. What's the what? What do you mean? But you get the Messias of, let's say, chassis, these things. So just be Messias. And if you have a bigger magnifying glass, you might see that it's chassis. That doesn't make a difference. That's if you're not going to see. Here to me, it looks like it's chassis. If the only way that I know that it's tough is through magnifying glass, it's not a problem. But if I have a tough, then I'm going to fire through magnifying glass. What's that? Is your question tough or no?
No, you don't see it.
It could be the black dots. It depends why the black dots come. That's another idiot. Most black dots, let's say you take a marker and you paint the black dot on top of your object. Is that possible? Black dot? It's not part of the object. Something which is not part of the object. It's shochanah ha'asayin. It's something which is not possible to say the object. It's not possible. That's really the legislation Horowitz that we said from last week. He said that you can't paint an object because it didn't hinder it's not Muslim. So the same way that it's the chomra, it's the kula also. And a lot of black dots come off. A lot of the white dots come off. Rabbi Yashar's time is actually that there's no white dots that pop out there. Either they're not exactly white, they're not white mamish, or you can get them off. A lot of them come from like eggs of bugs, where they themselves are bugs, or it's like the residue left of something which is on top of it. These things all come off. The Archer Shulchan already says you can take this off, put shayva on, you take it off. Nowadays the way you take it off is with like blue tack. It's like in the door of the station, it's like plastilina. Like Play-Doh, so. Fun time. You put it on, you gotta be careful, you don't take, really all buttons, you can pick off with your finger also, you just gotta be careful that you don't, you're not machafter. Shem Zalman says that we're not hakim to know exactly how much the glitter is, better not do that. But with this fun time, you could stick it on, and if it comes off, it's not a problem. You're not gonna be machafter with that, right? Comes off, it's not a problem. If it comes off, then even if it stays on, it's not a problem. But you have to know that it's going to come off. The black dots come from many different things. Most of the black dots we have are not that smooth of the essence. Either it comes from the suit of the machinery or whatever it is in the pilot, or a lot of them come from the spraying them with pesticides, and a lot of black dots that are sprayed from pesticides that can burn a small hole inside of the esrog. It doesn't make a chaser, it seems like, because mom is a tiny bit and it's not near, unless you look with the magnifying glass you can see that there's a tiny little hole in the black dot. But even though I'm pretty sure I saw Bashim Shem Zalman that Mekar Adin is not possible because it's Mivachut. So another statement that says the same thing. Araminu Shalom is also not going to sign it that it's Shem Pasol. He says, Kenzan is different over there. Over there, The only way for me to get this black dot out, it's not like a marker. A marker, I can wash it off. Or a black dot which I could pick off with contact, that's something which is mechutz, it came mechutz, and it is mechutz. These black dots that come from the ritzus, from the insecticide, it sort of burns its way into the essence. There you can't get it out. The only way to get it out is to use like a toothpick, and you can be mechutz part of the essence. Hands down, these black dots, hagam that it's mibachutz, once it becomes part of the essence, the only way to get it out from the essence is to use, it's to be mechutz of the essence, hands down, that's going to pop up. To die in essence? Yeah, there's no other way to get it off. Okay. Marker is not.
Marker
keeps it. Keeps it? Magic marker, if he's a permanent marker, maybe. A lot of markers, I got me, he's a spoke pellet. Probably just spoke pellet in after that. Because it depends on, this is a lot of money from do this, is that these black dots, you show them up, it's black dot over here, we'll just take it off with a little piece of contact, a little piece of their the pink thing that the ester is wrapped in, comes off kind of off. That's benigea to the din of chazalusin and chinimah. Comes out, just to be talking to what's lamaisa, black dots and white dots fossil, which is probably one of the most common tool by historians. White dots, we generally do not have black dots. If you can take it off, it's not a problem. If you can't take it off, it depends on how you see it. If it's only nicker, if it's not nicker when you're holding your hands at a normal amount away from your face, it's not a problem. Now let's say you were looking at it close and you see the black dot. And now, when you hold it in your hand at a foot and a half away, you see the black dot right away. Beforehand, you weren't able to see the black dot. But then afterwards, you looked at it closely, you see the black dot. So now, every time that you see it, you're able to see the black dot far away. What's that? You have to ask someone else. The part is, in Rami, that's an akuzah. The akuzah is, what's the difference that you see it now? Otherwise, anybody else is not going to see it. The only way you're able to see it is because you know that it's there before, and it's not a film. That doesn't take away. That's not my escape from the shame harder. To go wider a little bit, Sif Tezvav. Nafla of Mayim Atalash v'Tafach. What's Tafach? The Magen Avraham says, Nirka v'Tarach, Pir Shirei Chera Machmas Teloim Shachlu. Mashma v'Achila Teloim Levad Le'Pachim. It smells bad because the worms ate it. So it's Mashma, that's the only reason is that it's possible because it smells bad, not because the worms ate it. Machmas Teshekel says, V'Tal Noim Ad Afar V'Tarach Mayim Ad Arash Yisrael Leif Kishim Shitzim Vey. The B'nek of Shem V'Fulish V'Nech of Tarach Yisrael. If you're telling me that Teloim don't possible, it must be that Rashi holds that the only nekev which is machaser pasul is exactly the nekev kisser, like the Yeshivim Tzefet. The truth is that Rashi does not say that, and Rashi passes that a nekev even which is not kisser pasul if it's chaser mashu. Meilim Kuryakov says we don't pasul like this Magen Avraham, and as long as you have terloim eating away your esther, it's going to pasul as chaser. Kovush. The second halacha, asara chayshu kovish b'chaymis. Kovish b'chaymis is lav dafka chaymis. It's anything which is to be kovish, which is water also. 24 hours, but that's if it's kovish ruba, it's going to pass on. The other dav minim, the other gimel minim, don't pass on the kovish. The Chassam Sefer is chayshish for p'sul kovish. So I was asking, even if you want to be chayshish for Chassam Sefer, what does it mean if you wrap up your dav minim in a wet towel? Does that make it kovish or not? So the Prima Gadol says in Hilchos Yeridel, he says that the only thing which makes something kovish is if it's soaking, if you have a gush which is soaking in a lach. But if you have two things which are gush, which are next to each other, that happen to be lach also, two pieces of meat which are wet, that doesn't, that can make kovish even if they're touching each other. It has to be soaking inside of a lach. The male, if you have a towel, which is a gush, which is a solid, which happens to be a little bit wet, that's not going to make it to wrap up your lulav and adasim, that's not going to make it kovish. Now, if you have that adasim soaking in a bucket, that can be a problem. If you have a shear gimel tracham above the water, it's not a problem. Pashas, we do not go to some safer, but can I think if machmir would, don't pass on your lulav or your adasim, because of what I would say. The last halacha on the sif, he says, kovish b'chaymis em hoshel em enumer pasul. What enumer is he talking about? We already said shinimar. When he said Chazalus, and he said Shinimar. What more maneuver is he talking about? As they affect the Kuryakov. He wants to sign him like, no, I can't sign that it's going to be possible if you have Mars, Shiris also, Mars, Esther too. And if you're going to have green and yellow, can't sign that's going to be possible. We did not go with it, but an estimate which is like this, started here's not really the number, I don't know, started turning yellow and green, and a chanami is gonna be a pshul. Going weiter, we shall have a makam echad berube pasul, b'shem begim wakim is dinim k'chazog lefu asin b'yutay, that's the din of shinu ma'ar that we said before. Makam shal tregim shalem kein shacharis, if you zayin, b'yutay k'shirim, b'yushkurim b'yayis, k'adam k'ushir, is the pasul b'chom wakim. A black esrog, just the Matthias is, the reason, the Aruch HaShem says, the reason why in Kush they have black esrogim is just because it's so hot, so the climate causes it to turn black. Not just because the people that live there are black, therefore everything there is black. The squirrels are black also. Since the climate causes the esrogim to turn darker color, it means that it's not a school. That's the way, that's all there. The Aruch HaMeach wants to bring a great message from here. He says, Vayn Stoy, like the Rosh wants to sign him. The Raivet says it's not shayach that a lulav which is yovish can be kosher b'shachas chak. How could it be that when it's not shachas chak, you're not even used to be the epic, and when it's b'shachas chak, it's be yoyt v'lechatzil? Says the Rosh, yes, not a problem. Why? Because dini yehoder matzor ekaz v'lechatzil. If it's a shachas chak, so then this is other. It's not a shachas chak, it's not other. So he vises, the Aruch HaMeach vises this, he said, from Esther Kushi. Esther Kushi, if you live in Eretz Yisrael, if you live in America, Esther Kushi is not hard. Not used to even be the other. Mashiach, again, if you live in Kush, then it is other. It's the same effort. Why? Hoder is dependent on what you have. If this is the Hoder in your place, it's considered Hoder. If it's a Shasat Chak, you don't have anything else. If this is what Hoder is. This is what's other. Hoder is only to compare it to something else. If you don't have something else to compare it to, then this is what's other. So maybe this is the Shita that's going to pop all the Psuli Hoder, Shasat Chak. Sif Yurches, Ha'agol Kekader Pasol. What's Agol Kekader? So the Aruch HaShem says that it's not Mishapeah, it doesn't slope at any point. It's round, it's Mugul, all the way at the top and the bottom. It looks like a ball. It says, let's say you have a ball that has the pitum coming out of the top. So by the pitum, it's not a ball. By the ukin, it's not a ball. Is that Masal in it? Machoikis Lechayim, Rabba wants to say that it's not Masal in it, it's still considered a ball. Glad you have a pitum sticking out of the top, that's not going to be Masal. But if it comes to a little bit of a slope at the top, it means it's a ball. But in the middle, the ball it slopes towards the top. That Lechayim Kuliyam is not going to be considered a problem. It's not a ball all the way around. If it's just a pitum, the pitum is like a davar chitoni, you know. The whole left, it looks like a ball. Your pitum, your upper sticks out. That's not going to be maksal. Sifu test. Godly b'tfus, v'tzok min b'ri acharis pasul. But it's min b'ri acharis pasul, v'tzok min b'ri acharis pasul, v'tzok min. If you made it, you can make your ethnic look however you want. If it looks like an ethnic, it's going to be kosher. Mashiach, if it doesn't look like an ethnic, it's not going to be kosher. Let's say you put it in the foot, and you're now it looks like an ethnic, but your pitum is not mechuvan, then you're okay. It bends over a little bit. So, la'alacha zikr is kosher. It's raising your shame in the Rambam. The Rebbe can say that often only possible by love, it doesn't pass by ethnic. Is there a hiddur? First, Yisrael brings down in Mishnayim. Karagimel, Islam Zion, he says that there is a hiddur for your esrog to be, your okit to be mechuvan neged your pitum.
Okay.
This one? This one is not. It's also not mechuvan really, because it bends off to the side. It's kosher. The Torah says that there's a hiddur to have it that it's mechuvan. This girl says that it's not makhman for that. I think just from what I've seen that the Eilim likes to be makhman for that. That it should... Doesn't look so nice. Kofos is also like kofos, not like kofos. What's that? Yeah. Any makhman on this? Let me just go out. Can you? That is Sif Yutef. Sif Chof, Hatim, Dainu, Shagadu, Shnayim, Zvukim, Zebazeh, is kosher. It's process, the reason why it's kosher is because when they're together, we reckon them to be one priest. The Tzmag is Machmer. He says that the Tanakhama is Chalik on the Yeshemim. And he holds that a team Pasul, Tzim Pasul. The Mishnah says that unless it's Shasat Chak, you should try to be Machmer. The shell is, what's really the gap, it's not really something gap. Let's say you have a tiyum that you split apart. Is that going to be kosher or not? Do you say that the only reason why it's kosher when it's a tiyum is because you reckon it to be a pre-yakot, and now when it's split apart, it's going to be a chassi tiyum, it's a chassi yakot. Or you say, no, It's a theme. When it's together, that's exactly to be a theme. But when I split it apart, and then each one individually, it's considered an essence. What's that? Why? It's attached at the bottom. You just lift it off. You use it for your Yom Tov Sheni. For the second day. Last day. So... Not Paul. Not Paul. Who would be telling you? We're talking about like two love, more adoption. Oh, you too? Okay, so then it's not about it. It's about it. You have to see salvation now. That's the only challenge that maybe you have Kavanah specifically going to be with one, not with the other one. And then you wouldn't be about it. In Echlam, it might be about it. The way that we say that it sounds like from the Achayim that the reason why it's Tasha in the Aruch HaShofar is because we reckon it to be one pre. And it's splitting, and then it's like it's in one pre. It happens to be. What's that? But it's not, it's not all that. What do you have in
the
law? What's the data possible? Sounds like it's not like it's in the Gemara. The Smad understands, because it brings down the Torah, it brings down the Smad, but it's, that example of the slide that it sounds like the it's only the Ashurim that's gonna be Masher Tium. But so my question is, well, what would be the psul? Either we tackle one of Rechman to be one pre, you have to see that it's two pre, or it's because that's not the Derek, it's psul and other. That's what it's hanging over here, and then it's a psul of all three things. Pre Echad Amar one of Elish Tei Pei. Who says that's not a problem? Oh, okay, well, selfish to now, you see. That's truly the love later on. And Shulchan Aruch is not to be, that's the thing. Kamoi. But, it's very new shame. That's another number. The Shulchan Aruch is stopping, Kav Chaim Tachar says that it wouldn't be kosher if you put it apart. That's not again. Probably one of the most Nagia halachas is Chafal. Hayar Shadeim Elizabeth Asad Apostle. Elmkin Chayz Lamar, I have the kosher Kishamashmi. I ask which is yard, it's possible. What's the psul? Most Achrayim learn that the psul is a psul of Hadar, a psul of Gemara Peri. And as long as you know that it's not a Gemara Peri, that it is Nigmar Peri, it's not going to pass. The Bach, on the other hand, is Choshish that it's a psul of Hadar. And to be able to Bach holds, then you have to have your entire effort to change yellow. We don't pass like that. Bahan Avram, the Taz, the rest of the, most of the price team, though there are a number of people that hold like the Bach, most of the places go that it's not that the soul of green is that it's not Nigmar Fair. The male, they bring down the Mara that says, how do you know for sure that it's going to be Nigmar Fair? If it starts turning a little bit yellow. Male, you shouldn't buy an ethic which hasn't started turning a little bit yellow. Problem is, if you look around, Ravim the Gam Tevim buys green and Sri. So how do we reconcile this with the Taz, the Magan Avraham, Mr. Bruno? They all bring down this Mara and it's supposed to start turning a little bit green now. Start turning yellow at least a little bit. How can these people take green and green? The truth is, the first Makar that I saw is the Kav HaChaim brings down from the Getzel Kosher a few hundred years ago. He said that the Minig Yerushalayim is to take green and green. Why? Because they know bother that it's going to turn yellow. And Riyasha says the same bar. The Dalman al-Mahadim brings down from Riyasha. Riyasha says that nowadays all are green and green. Kamat Kulam, he says, they haven't seen a green and which is not going to turn yellow. If you put it with the apple, the way to tell, you put it with the apple, see if it turns yellow. All of our green and turium turn yellow. The male is not a problem. Even if it's green, we're still going to turn yellow, it's not a problem. Is it a minute? It's not a minute. You know, Kavachan just seems that that's probably what they had. So that's what they're doing too. That's not, they didn't have to, they weren't conscious of the call not to take it. So these, I tried doing it over Shabbos. I put the three green asparagus in together with apples. And I tried to find the greenest ones. And in the Hanami, they definitely, I took them out. I didn't leave them in for 3 days, but I took them out. They definitely started turning yellow. These were as green as It was green and green, and even the smallest one started turning yellow. So it seems... Because if it wasn't a Gemara Pri, it wouldn't happen. It's only if it's not a Gemara Pri, so it's not going to turn into a Gemara Pri off the tree. If it's not a Gemara Pri off the tree, then what are you going to do to it? Unless you paint it, it's not going to turn yellow. It's a sign of Gemara Pri. This is something that helps along the color. But if it wasn't a Gemara Pri, it wouldn't turn to such a color. So Mimela, all they tell me that all of them, I got that they're green, they're all going to turn back to yellow. The Mimela is only stopping. The Mimela sign is also, the Mangalabam sign is that from Tefillah it sounds like if you know Vaadai, then it's not a problem. The Mimela just sounds like you can't be Semitic, you're going to know Vaadai. But if we do know Vaadai, because all of us are you. 1,000 for 1,000. Every single lesson turns yellow at the end of the day, then it's not a problem. You can be Semitic on that. The Okis, okay, it causes us to fall off. If you don't do it right, the Okis can fall off. Look at Dalad Minam Mahadran. We'll tell you exactly how to do it, depending on where you're living. If you live in for too long, so then the smell from the cheese on the right keeps the Okis on. Depends up until from a day to 3 days, depending on where you are, depending how much yellow you want it to do. The only shari is there a hider to have an ester which is not green? Is there any hinder to have ester which is... First of all, you have a bach. The bach says that ester which is green is not kosher. He's not a sheep in the Hagam, we don't pass on him. There are a number of Afrinim that also hold it to bach.
The whole thing has to be yellow?
The whole thing has to be yellow. And if it's not, it's going to be yellow. Because green is a sun and other. A chivet which is yellow? Why? If you don't go to the Zuyash. Yeah, I'm not going to end up. But we're going with the Zuyash. If you don't go to the Zuyash, then you have the Maril. It should start turning a little bit yellow anyhow. We're going to the Zuyash. So me, Gerd, and Zina, we're going to say that all our green is turning more kosher. However, is there a hidden to have an ester which is not green? The Bikur Yaakov says Baal Nefesh should be Machmir for the Shita Sabah. The Bach passes by green ester, a Baal Nefesh should be Machmir. The yellow? The green is green?
Yellow.
What's that? But what now it is? What's that? It depends. Like we said with any other, okay. We haven't decided whether or not there's a hither yet or not. From this, Bikur Yaakov, it sounds like it would be considered a hither. Not everybody goes with Bikur Yaakov. He's better than Chayshu Vinashita Sabach. Machwal, we don't pass the Vinashita Sabach, but you're getting another Shita. Chayshu Vinashita Sabach. There's another technical problem is that when you have a very green ester, very often you cannot see black dots around the ester. And it comes to the third day of Yom Tov, and then you see on your Chayshu, you have a black dot. And you pass the ester. It started turning yellow. L'chur until then it wasn't a problem. L'chur. Because it was green, you weren't able to see it. A black dot, even if it has a black dot, if you can't see it, it doesn't pass. But once it starts turning yellow, now you see the black dot, then you just want to chaytum and pass. That's just a technical reason. If it's not going to change from green to holy unto, then you don't have the problem anyhow. The Murakhtia says, Bavadei mara kizov v'kikarkei, shumarei shal esra kagamar muhudar, yachahu yaisim. Murakhtia, the Yaisim is the Yaisim. He says that the beautiful color of Esther is kizov, so the golden color. Lashon the Rishonim is, you see the places in either, he says, Yarek, this Yarek is not a Yarek kikarkei, rather it's a Yarek like an Esther. Which he says, by us also, Yarek Esther is Yarek which is yellow. So we see that there's Yarek kikarkei, green, which is like grass, kikarkei, leaf, or there's green, which is like an Esther, which means yellow. So vice versa, say something that the Pashas, I don't know if that's a more mode, you see that sometimes that's how you said the Pashas, the color of the Esrik is. The Esrik which is yellow. However, Zichr, this is like any other Hidur. If you're giving up on other Hidurim, if there's bloodluck, so the Lab Dachbish, if you take a yellow one that has bloodluck, over a green one which doesn't have it, a green one which has bloodluck, over a yellow one which doesn't have bloodluck. Other way around. Yellow one which has bloodluck, over a green one which doesn't have bloodluck. It's like any Hidur. Depending, a lot of it depends on where, yeah. Very hard to know. Kesher Dalmir, he brings down different columns from Rizir Larbach, and at the end of each one he says that it really depends on how it is. It depends. If you have three blood wells, and then it's not going to look so nice. If you only one blood wells, maybe it does. You have to, I think a lot is telling what a person sees himself, because these are all mikvah dinu are kosher. Shalom is how you reckon to be a hider. So it's nice if your pitim is mechobin kinegiri, okay. So it's nice if it's yellow, it's nice if it doesn't have blood loss, it's nice if it has a pitim. These are all nice things that add to that. But lach l'maisla, they don't pass off with any of them. Maybe you have to down a person has to down himself. Rebrickowitz is very big in this, and he holds that you shouldn't buy an ethnic in a closed box, unless it's Shemitah. Closed box, because who says you're going to look like the way that the ethnic looks? You should look at the way. In other words, after it's held there, be any chazal, should be held in your eyes also. Interesting story, Moshe Sturmach brings down, he says that he once got into argument with Talmud Chacham. Talmud Chacham, somebody must have brought him a few Esraegim, 5-6 Esraegim, and they're all gorgeous. Now he didn't know which one to be Yetim with. They're all beautiful. Which one should he be Yetim with? So he decided he'd make it tonight. He says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you know which one is the most beautiful Esraeg. Mela, I'm going to shake them all. I'm going to get Baruch and shake them all. And I want to be Yetim with the one which is the nicest. Does that work? So Moshe Sturmach said that doesn't work. It says, Lo Yidai, that you're not going to be Yetim Hidr, comes on you're not Yetim, you're missing with the other. Why? He wants to sign it, says, Hidr, at the end of the day, there is a part which is telling you awesome. And really, you're leaving it up to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but it's not telling you HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Kilu. What do you think? HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what's Babish Maya Galia? It's not Babish Maya, it depends on how you look at it. If you consider this to be more, if you like this more, then it's going to be, Kokami, you're being making telling HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so you're not going to be Yetim with any other. That's good, which is nice, is the one that you want to be nice with. For you, if you're not choosing which one is the nicest, you're not going to be into any of them. You haven't decided you want to be into any. Yeah. He says that he spoke to a bunch of Talmud Chachamim. So it's Lechara, who says that Chalil is telling him what he likes better, what HaKadosh Baruch Hu likes? HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he doesn't know. He's not being Gerech. He doesn't know. He doesn't know which one is the nicest. He said he spoke to a number of Talmud Chachamim, some argue with him, some agree with him, who Omer al-Shalai, who was about there with him. What? Moshe Sturmach. Yeah? Whatever you think. A lot has to do with you at the end of the day, because they don't follow. The shell is... Okay. The other big nekuda in the sif that Moshe brings down is Morkav. Morkav is Kol HaKrayim Vishenim also start to form basically go that Morkav possible. What's the school of Morkav? Many different options, either Neved by Avero. There's a big talent of Tavishman test, Bez Hashem will see also, he handles Morkov. Either Neved by Avero, or it's Chaser, doesn't have a Shem Esther, gets two medium, eight day period Shavu, maybe Baal Pesiv, Priyakov Leishtein. Many different reasons that the Achrayim give why Morkov is going to pass. Now, how do we know if something is Morkov? Mr. Brewer gives three different Simonim, how is you know it's Morkov? Three, which is really four Simonim, he brings at the end. And at the end of the day, he brings down the Chazal Sefer that you cannot be Simcha the Shimonim, and you have to go with the Messiah. The only Messiah that he brings down is the Yanav Esrogim. Yanav is a place in Italy that they used to get Esrogim from. That nowadays, Far Chabad Esrogim or Yanav Esrogim, that some people are must or that some people Mahadis get in Esrogim, because that's what the Chazal said. The problem is nowadays with Hitkazmut in agriculture, thank you. They're able to be marking different etzregim without being able to tell the chal in the etzregim. And I'm going to have all the simanim. But they put in, they spritz in a little bit of lemon. They do certain things that they don't have to. It's not they don't have to do it. And the way that they used to do it in the olden days, you can't tell so much from the simanim if it's more of a call. For me, Yanav Esrogim, there's many chashashas. For most of the Esrogim, there are chashashas. There were Moroccan Esrogim, Taimanim Esrogim, Zikr were not Moshavim. The only shayla is nowadays, once they moved over to Eretz Yisrael, did they become Moshavim? So, male, like the Mishnah says, you have to buy from somebody, you can buy a Taimanim Esrogim, Moroccan Esrogim, Zikr, they weren't Moshavim. You have to know that they stay that way, you have to buy from somebody that you know or trust, whereas Judat Hafsher, something. Same thing with the Yanav Esrogim. Very the same thing. They also changed the way. The Esrogim that we... Eretz Yisrael Esrogim really has the oldest Messiah. That's what they use when they came into Eretz Yisrael. And that for hundreds and hundreds of years they had an assertion that that's not considered Mokum. The problem is, over the past few years, past 50, 100 years, they started being Metkadem, and they started being Markiv, even the ones in Eretz Yisrael. If it's going, then on the part 200 years ago, it wasn't Shapir, then on the part. It was Mohammad, and he wanted them to look nice and get money for his ashray. So, yeah, that's what they did. So, how could you know Mokum? The Chazon Ish was voided a certain Atsurigim here in Yerushalayim, in the area of Yerushalayim, and when those Atsurigim are known as Zan Chazon Ish, these Mavaras, these Atsurigim were not Mokum Bapal. How can you move on? You have to be a bucking agriculture, and you have to have, and these Pardesim were the Chesed that you move on. Also, yeah, there were a bunch of different things. He used Mavar, and he said that these weren't Mukham. Also, in the Hanami. If you don't have the same one? So they say it's not a right. Some of them don't even have CD. Well, the Moroccan Australian don't have CD. It doesn't have to have CD. So there's Chazanish. What's that?
It was Bedikas.
The Zichur was Bedikas. If you read the Abbas Min and Mashalim has maybe 15-20 pages on Esrogim Rukavim from the past few hundred years. He brings down all the different times that they sent the Mishlachas of Rabbanim to Morocco, and they sent to Israel and to Yafo to be boiling to see whether or not it's Morocco. There seems to be ways that you're able to check and know. Chazon Ish was able to know. I don't know if it was Ruach HaKodesh, I don't know. He decided that these were not Mukavim, and made up from those they planted. That's Shapira Esrogim, Proman Esrogim, Gross Esrogim, all Zan Chazon Ish. That means that the Chazon Ish was Mavar, that these were not Mukavim, not a problem. There's also Tfati went, that's Halperin Esrogim, Chazon Ish, Halperin Esrogim also Zan Chazon Ish. And these Mavar, that these Esrogim were not a problem. There's so many different places. Oymal Pacham, different places, which is like a place up north between Chader and Ahura, and also had a Masurah for many years. I think Badaksa was this, these are Sregim. You have to know if it really depends on you being same with the Chazon Ish, you're really being same with the Pardes, and you're same with the guy that's coming from the Pardes, same with the Chazon Ish. You have to, the Kitzur reminds you at the end of the day, if you don't know the guy that's selling you, if you don't have sure, you can't. Fastest, I don't see how you can just go to a shuk. You go to maybe a shuk here in Zupnik. Everybody has to that hechsher. But if you're gonna go,
how do you
what? How do you drink Pepsi?
No, this is a restaurant. You're going around the shuk, which is 1 week.
There's more stalls than restaurants in Shalim. Yeah, you have to be same Chumim. At the end of the day, you're being same Chumim. The closed box with the Asher, there could be someone. You might not be actually your thief of Berkeley with his other. But in the Chumim, you close box, and we have the Asher. Is the Asher to be same Chumim? Spirit is very good. The guy here, Mir, that sells spirits, so you can... Yours and mine, not telling you where to buy, whether or not to buy, but Karachatidim, by Yanava Esregim, I'm not gonna... Just that you should know that not to go to, I don't know, Center One or some other place that's just selling Esregim off the... Who knows what, you don't know where they're marking the Esregim. Hagamah, the Mishabur says that in the evidence, you already occurred to your answer, you already bought your answer, you can be same upon the Simonim, and be same upon the fact that Rav Esregim of the world are not Morco. They find that nowadays can sign that Rebbe that's writing in the world are Morco. You don't know if you can be saying what the Shkim. How could you know? First of all, how can you know that Rebbe is 31? Rebbe in the market? We're not talking about Rebbe in the market. If in the market you know where you're buying from, it's not a problem. All that Esrogim that are in Europe, in Italy, in these places that they're not going, most of the people are taking American shows. So where all half of America is taking American shows. all these thousands of parties that they're getting from, that are outside Eretz Yisrael, somebody's got to be in charge of it. And Echanan, Eretz Yisrael, Shapira Eretzoyim, and the few thousand trees, and Echanan, they're not working. And when you're looking in the entire world, and we're handling probably millions of trees, in economy, not everybody uses a certain mitzvah. They probably use before. The measures. The guy didn't have any money. He picked up a bunch of Ethiopian after Yom, and he went on a ship to a different foreign country. And he came there, and the king was sick. And the doctor told him the only thing that's going to get you better is to use some of the Ethiopian, the juice from the Ethiopian, but he didn't take the mitzvah. Sure enough, he had a bag of Ethiopian. Measures. The bag of treasure, they took out the treasure, became better, they filled up the bag with golden coins. So I guess this other thing that you were saying. Make food out of the shrub, you make a jelly out of it, and you would have to kind of two different treasure markets is not a problem. But, but yeah. Because 114 years ago, they're not sure. Some say it was left 150 years ago. He said Yana Baro. What happened after that? So they brought him over to Eretz Yisrael 50 years ago. 50 years ago. Start to know. That is, but again, two Borkos. One other, this is the last fifth. Is the size of an asterisk. The size of an asterisk, shear cotton of an asterisk is kibetza. How much is a betza? So, Reb Chaim Nosson says that's 57 grams. The Chazon Ish wants to sign the Yafi Machmer, the Chatzchila, for two betzas, like the Bir Halacha brings down, Yari Shemayim, Shemi Machmer. It's really how much water it displaces, which is very, very, if you measure it, it's like a gram difference. Very, very small amount of difference. I measured a few. So really, the Chazon Ish should be chesh for 100. They say that asterisks that are water asterisks, that they pump with water for Yantif, very often they're in the stomach over Yantif, so you should add on, make sure that's 10 grams more than 100 grams. How much is about 100 grams? This is 48 grams. This is 80. 80. This is 112. The truth is, you need two eggs. Because the Bir Halacha brings down the from the slot, that the eggs got smaller, and something says the eggs got smaller than the bit, then the Ethereum got smaller. Maker Adin, Yor Shemayim Yachmer. Everything. What's that? So this is with the Arkis, and Pashis, you should take off for the Arkis. The Arkis is not considered part of it. The Eilim is making for the Chazon Ish. Not make credit. They want to find it. Let's say it's the stomach. The Bir Halacha says that if it's the stomach over Yantif less than a beto, you shouldn't take it. You can take it without a bracha. But let's say it's the stomach less than the shear of the Chazon Ish. They want to find that you can take it even with a bracha. Because, first of all, the whole din that it's the stomach is going to pass all, and he brings on the Chayyad and that's still a Chazon. The whole soul of a small answer is that it's not a Gemara Pri. Once you know that it's a Gemara Pri because it's a bigger size, so it got smaller, so now it's not a Gemara Pri. Where's the Enim Soul of Hadr? Where do you think there's Enim Soul of Hadr? Zikr didn't even stomach in the Chedesh. Zikr, if it was bigger than the Shir of the Chazon Ish, which is the Chumrah, if it gets smaller, you should be saying and take that with the Bracha.
So what is it there
with Enim? 57 grams. Which is a little bigger than this. Not much bigger than this. And this is probably twice, more than twice as big as this. It really depends on the weight of the etheric. This? 80. It depends really on the, some of them, even the size, weigh more. I weighed a basis, I weighed eggs. They came out to be about 65 grams. Medium. Medium eggs, they had about 65 grams. Three were 200. So, what? Each egg is 65. Two eggs, right. Two eggs is way more than 100 grams? Two bases. He's the one that said 100 grams. As far as I know. So Mamela, Mechatchil, you should get an Esrig, which is bigger than two bases. If it's in stomach during Yantif, you should get one that's even a little more, just to keep it between the stomach.
There you go.
Wait. If on a regular Esrig, you're not going to have to worry that it's going to be more than less than 100 grams. Most Esrigim are more than 100 grams. If you're Mitzopik, then you should make sure that it's 100 grams. And the thing is, the Mishnah Berurah says the topic involved is really the Halacha of the Shulchan Aruch brings down that there is a hidden mitzvah fish with said when you have the esrog which is a shir mitzumtum. If you have an esrog which is a shir mitzumtum, you should spend up to shlish more to get a bigger esrog. Tafresh Memtas. Thank you.